You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here are the top headlines of the week from the world of Indian and international business, brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman said the government will repeal the changes made to Section 43B of the Income Tax Act if MSMEs want to continue operating with uncertainty on payment timelines from their buyers. Interacting with MSMEs and local industries in Ludhiana, Sitharaman said the government added the 45-day payment rule effective since 2008 to the Income Tax Act on the request of MSMEs facing delays in payments from their buyers beyond 45 days. She said, quote, "If MSMEs want relaxation in payment made by their buyers without the 45-day limit, whether over 45 days, 150 days or a year and further, then it is easy to make the changes. We will change it and go back to the original rule," end quote. Next up, Germany has introduced new employment and recognition rules for the benefit of employment of skilled workers in the country. Germany essentially is reshaping the job sector by implementing the new provisions of the Skilled Immigration Act. With the new law, existing mechanisms for skilled workers with a university degree, such as the EU Blue Card, will continue and in some cases be extended. In addition, a new opportunity card, Chancenkarte, will enable third country nationals to seek employment. The previous 18-month residence permit for the purpose of completing adaptation measures will now be granted for 24 months when issued for the first time. It will be possible to extend the permit for a further 12 months, up to a maximum residence period of 3 years. In other news, Boston Consulting Group will prepare a 3-year roadmap to transform state-owned BSNL so that it can effectively compete with private telecom operators. BSNL will be paying BCG rupees 132 crore for this advisory service, sources said. The key areas on which BCG will advise the loss-making telecom service provider include reducing operational costs, improving revenue, providing better customer experience, leveraging emerging technologies to improve sales and marketing strategies in line with industry benchmarks. Sources said BCG will devise strategies and also help implement them. It will be given performance incentives as well, and the contract can be extended by a year on the same terms and conditions as well as cost. Document reviewed by FE showed. Moving on, Motilal Oswal Financial Services unveiled its new Motilal Oswal Tower in Bengaluru on Sunday. The tower was inaugurated by Sri Sri Ravishankar with Group Managing Director and CEO Motilal Oswal and Chairman and Co-Founder of Motilal Oswal Financial Services Limited, Ramdeo Agarwal, in attendance. As per the company, the Motilal Oswal Tower in Bengaluru is a spacious 6-story building spanning across a plot area of 1,708.5 square meters and is located in the heart of the Silicon Valley of India. The tower can accommodate approximately 435 employees. For many years, Motilal Oswal has been present in Bengaluru through branches and subsidiaries of its various business verticals. In another development, the Western Railways on Wednesday cancelled or rescheduled several trains following the derailment of a goods train in Palghat Railway Station in Maharashtra on May 28. Restoration work went on for over 15 hours after the incident. 7 wagons of the goods trains derailed at Palghat, approximately 100 kilometers from Mumbai, at 5:08 p.m. on Tuesday, impacting the traffic of Mumbai-bound trains from Gujarat, a railway spokesperson reported earlier. No casualties were reported. The goods train, comprising 43 wagons carrying iron coils, was traveling to Karambeli in Gujarat from Visakhapatnam. According to railway sources, 7 wagons, including the guards van at the rear, derailed, with some falling on the sides and iron coils scattered over the tracks. Up next, the UK government hailed a significant drop in healthcare visa applications following its restrictions on family dependents. Even as hundreds of Indian care workers who find themselves unfairly stranded in the country appeal for help, latest Home Office statistics reveal a 76% drop in overseas workers applying for jobs in the UK's care sector, and a 58% fall in family dependents in the health and care visa category in the first full month since restrictions were in place, compared with April 2023. Indian nationals stopped the health and care visa grants last year. The number of dependents or spouses and children in the student visa category also registered a significant drop of 79% over the same period. Lastly, the National Capital Region Transport Corporation announced that its 2.21 megawatt peak MWP in-house solar power generation along with RRTS corridor is saving over 2,300 tons of carbon dioxide emissions annually. According to a statement, the NCRTC has made significant progress in adopting renewable energy, particularly solar power, along India's first Delhi-Ghaziabad-Meerut RRTS corridor. By putting up solar panels on rooftops, the NCRTC has turned its stations, depots and receiving substations into hubs of clean and sustainable energy. NCRTC, in its statement, highlighted that the solar power plants are now operational at the Guldhar and Sahibabad Namo Bharat train stations, each with a peak power capacity of 729 kilowatts, KWP. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.